It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined tonight by Jess Glynn. Hello.
Hi.
Lovely to speak to you again. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. It is nice to speak to you again, mainly because I was reading the other day that you had about 3 weeks a while back where you just flat out couldn't talk because of vocal cord surgery.
Yeah, I couldn't talk at all.
What was that
it
like?
It was such a tough time. It was really hard. I mean, it's harder than I ever thought it would be, actually.
Mm.
I got really sad. It's like, it's so frustrating when you're trying to communicate with someone and they're not understanding. And then you're like, you don't have anything to write on. And then you're mouthing it and they don't get it. And then you're like, oh, I just want to talk.
It's like 24/7 charades.
Yeah, it's bloody annoying. But you know what? I've come out with a smile on my face and a really strong voice, so I'm very happy.
Was it a bit nerve-wracking? Because I remember speaking to some other people who've had this happen to them, and they were saying, you know, there's that interim period where you're like, okay, it's all right, I understand I can't talk now. But then when you go back in and they go, okay, I want to try and hear you speak, you're like, I don't know what's going to happen right now.
I have to be honest with you, it's probably one of the most terrifying things I've gone through. It's pretty traumatic knowing that your instrument, that your career isn't working.
Yeah.
And you've got to have an operation, because in any operation there's a risk and you don't know whether it's going to, you know, obviously there's that 95% chance that, yeah, 100%, like whatever they say, they can never say you're 100% going to be better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like the concern and the worry is like the worst thing. And when he did say speak and I was in the room, I was absolutely terrified. I mean, yeah, he was like, talk. And I just raised my eyebrows. He was like, come on, man. I was like, okay. I was like, hello. And also, it was really weird when I did speak because my voice was a lot higher than before. So, like, it's really strange. Like, my voice is a lot, well, it's not a lot higher, but it's at least a tone or whatever higher than it was.
I was wondering if you'd, like, lose your accent or something like that.
Oh, well, you know, you hear that, don't you? That woman that woke up and had a Chinese accent.
Yeah.
That's what all my friends kept saying. Oh, my God, imagine if that happens to you. I was like, yeah, but I wasn't concussed. My brain wasn't affected.
Yeah. So did you use anything to communicate with people? Because I remember reading that Sam Smith a while back had, like, this app he was using that, like, spoke for him.
I did have that app as well, but I didn't really like it because it wasn't loud enough. So yeah. I just use a whiteboard.
Just carry it around with you everywhere, around your neck.
I did, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, not around my neck, in my bag.
Well, it is good to have you back and talking, I should say.
Thanks. But good to be back.
It has been an amazing, 18 months. I still remember you popping in here last year when it was all, you know, sort of starting for you, stuff with Clean Bandit and what have you. Since then,
yeah.
You've been involved in, four number ones in the last year and a half, and, you know, two number ones this year as well. It's been
mad,
amazing.
It's so crazy. I mean, when you say all those things, I'm just like, whoa, it's not me. It's another Jess. Honestly, it's so mad to think how much I've been involved in that's done so well. And I didn't expect any of it to be that way. And I'm just so grateful for all of it. And I'm so excited because I still feel like I'm right at the beginning. Mm. I mean, I'm only just getting to release my album.
Yeah, it's crazy. It seems like, you say, you've been around for ages, but this is the first solo album that you're going to be releasing.
Yeah, I know, I'm just... Oh.
Was it nice for you... I remember you coming in and talking about Clean Bandit and Route 94 and stuff like that. Was it nice for you to get that number one of doing solo stuff as well, to sort of prove it almost to yourself that you don't need these other acts around you?
It was the best feeling ever, I have to be honest. Like... Having your own number one, no one, I don't know how to explain how that felt, because, you know, you collaborate with people, especially if Rather Be, you know, I didn't write the song, it wasn't for my record, you know, it was theirs that I sang on and we collaborated on. My Love, the same thing, you know, it wasn't for me, it was for him. And to have a song that's, you know, really close to home, it's something that means a lot to you, it's part of your, you know, your art and your album, and it goes to number one. I can't even, honestly, like, it was the most emotional I've been, you know, in my whole career to date.
I read when you found out it was number one, you just straight up burst into tears.
I honestly did. I was with Janae, the girl I wrote it with, and I just was in tears. I was just like so overwhelmed. And then she was in tears and we were sitting in this restaurant. It was really embarrassing. But yeah, it was so amazing though. I mean, and even to this day when I think about it, you know, I had a number one, and not even that, it was number one for 3 weeks, yeah. Which is just mad.
I saw you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Just it was like Facebook and Twitter weren't long enough for you to express your thanks to us. You had to write a
it's
note
so
on your phone
grim,
and take a picture.
I know. Do you know, it's so weird because, like, you know, those thanks things, they sometimes feel a bit cliche. But honestly, like, the amount of people that are involved in what I do is, like, the list is endless. Mm. And as hard as I work, you know, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of it without the people I have around me. And they deserve, like, I always feel like everyone needs to be thanked and appreciated, because I think people forget sometimes that those people exist, but they definitely exist and they are very important to me.
Exactly. And what was it like a while back performing at Wembley for the Community Shield, especially as an Arsenal fan?
It was one of the most exciting things I've ever done.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I've always dreamt, like, oh, I want to sing at, you know, the Arsenal Stadium or Wembley or whatever it is to do with football. And then here we go. I'm standing on my first show back, my first singing performance back after being operated on. I'm standing in the middle of Wembley singing my number one single. It was absolutely amazing.
Were you tempted to, like, try and sneak onto the bench or, you know, give Arsene Wenger some tips for the game or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was really tempted to just go and play the game, really. they weren't really having it. No, do you know what? I walked past Arsene Wenger. I didn't actually get to meet him, but I was standing within, like, I don't know, I could have run over and touched him, but I didn't. Wait, that sounds wrong. Not like that. but, I mean, I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God. He's like part of my growing up. I mean, my dad's been taking me to the football since I was, I don't know, old enough. So, like, I don't know, how old are you when you go there? Five, six? No, not five. That's well young, isn't it?
Well,
probably seven.
I've seen some kids on the, like, 2-year-olds with just ear defenders.
Yeah, maybe seven or eight or something, where I really knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So, yeah, I mean, so exciting.
And I read recently you're going to be involved in the X Factor this year, the judges' houses, you're helping out Nick Grimshaw. How much are you looking forward to being involved with that?
Well, let me tell you this.
Oh.
I'm not actually... That's not 100%.
Oh, OK.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say that. I don't know whether that's actually happening or not, but if it does happen, I am so excited.
Mm. Potentially,
that's
it, could,
what I'm
it could be very good.
I honestly don't know if it... that. I mean, the first I actually even heard of it was from gossip. So I actually am not... I'm going to say, just don't take that as a serious
okay.
thing.
It's not 100% confirmed.
It's not 100% confirmed.
If anyone from the X Factor is listening, let's sort this out, eh? So at least Jess knows what's going on.
Yeah, I need to know, guys. Come on.
And we talked about your album a bit ago, but like you say, first solo album, I Cry When I Laugh, is out on the 21st of August. How excited are you, like you say, having done all these, you know, features on songs and released a few singles now, how excited are you to get this whole thing out now?
I honestly am so excited for people to hear the real me and hear what I'm about and, you know, learn about me as a person, as an artist, and... I can't wait. Obviously, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm more excited than anything.
Mm. And how excited are you to perform that live? I know you're going to be around here on the 1st of November playing the O2 Academy in Birmingham and also at V-Fest this summer.
Yeah, the 1st of November. I can't wait to come and play in Birmingham in November. I had, like, my... last year when I was on tour and I did a show in Birmingham, it was my birthday, and, like, loads of my mates came up and we had, like, a big party on the bus, and like it was so much. My dad got this cake made for me. It was my 25th birthday, and my dad got this cake made for me, which was like the trainer in my Right Here video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was insane, and it was a birthday I will never forget. So I'm very excited to come back to Birmingham on the 1st of November.
No pressure to top that then.
No, just need people to come and see me.
And you're going to be at V-Fest as well in less than a month's time.
Oh man, do you know what? I'm so excited because that's like my first proper gig back, but I'm also very nervous.
Yeah. Well, is that the first, is that going to be one of the, you know, first sort of real test of the vocal cords then?
proper, like, gig-wise, yeah, I guess. Wow. I mean, that's going to be the proper test, V Festival, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be the one where it's like big stage.
The test.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Am I going to sing with a Chinese accent? We don't know.
Yeah. Is it going to be